We're talking now with Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Rod, of course, representing or helping lead the delegation for the state of Oklahoma to the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, just now wrapping up in Atlanta, Georgia. Rod, I know it's been a busy last three or four days in Atlanta, but you wrapped up today with the resolution session. So we might start with that. Tell us, maybe give us an overview of the policy that was set by AFBF for the coming year.
We actually voted on several hundred issues today that had come up through local county farm bureaus and through state farm bureaus. And the two that got the most debate today were beef marketing issue and the proposed 30 by 30 plan from the Biden administration. Those were the two that got the longest periods of debate probably. But beef marketing was, of course, a huge issue from our members in Oklahoma. And we have people on all sides of that issue. But by far, the majority of our members at the state convention opposed government mandates and wanted to continue to count on the free market and try to work out any problems that are occurring with corrections in the free market. And today there was a several hour debate. And in the end, a resolution opposing government mandates in the beef marketing area passed after several hours of what I would call very spirited and passionate debates. So
strong opinions.
Yes, there's a lot of strong opinions from lots of very bright and capable folks all over the country. So this was, you know, sometimes we're dealing with rice policy, which affects small areas, or sugar beet policy that affects a few areas around the country. When you get into beef issues, it affects virtually the whole country. Beef issues are pretty much go from coast to coast and border to border. So
I guess another one of those type of issues, the fact that Farm Bureau is really gearing up to protest the Navigable Waters Protection Rule being replaced by the Biden administration.
That's been a subject of a lot of debate the last few days. And, you know, I was just having a visit with a friend from another state, and it's really hard when you're kind of boxing with your shadow a little bit now, because the last two rules on the navigable water are both technically removed and on a shelf someplace, and a new rule is under construction by the Biden administration, but it hasn't been released even for comment yet. So you're kind of fighting about what you're worried they're going to do without knowing exactly what it is yet until it's released. But based on a lot of the comments we've heard from different administration officials, I think the majority of our members are very concerned that it's going to probably call for additional government intervention with their private property rights and their ability to use all of their land, and so there's a lot of concern about where that issue is going to go, and suspicion that we're going to need to be deeply involved with public comments very soon once that final wording is released.
I know that from the Biden administration, of course, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack attending AFBF, and understand that several of what the state Farm Bureau presidents had a chance to meet with him privately.
Yes, and I have to tip my hat to Secretary Vilsack that he, you know, it's not a lot of folks would perceive that there's disagreements between the new administration and Farm Bureau on a lot of policies, and yet he came to meet with all of our delegates in one of the general sessions, and then he set aside about an hour to visit with the 50 state presidents in a no holds barred. We were told we could ask questions on anything we wanted to ask about. And of course, we ran out of time before getting to everything, but he was very open in trying to address things, and admitted on some subjects that were new to him that he wasn't up to speed on, that he would get answers on. But, he was very impressive in being willing to sit down and visit with us and to address all the issues, some of which the majority of us probably agreed with and some that we had a lot of concerns with.
All righty. Let's talk about one of their avenues. Obviously, a lot of things were a part of the meeting, including the American Farm Bureau honoring some individuals and states. Oklahoma picked up what was called a New Horizon Award. I know you're very excited about that.
We are. That was. It's been a number of years since we won. That's an award that's given nationally for most innovative new program. Oklahoma has won it in the past when they established the Beef for Backpacks program many years ago that Farm Bureau get involved with it. It's kind of evolved into mainly pork for backpacks these days, and the pork for school kids through the food banks. But the award we got this year was for a new program for ATV safety that Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been doing in cooperation with the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation and the Oklahoma Extension Service, and that's operating the ATV Safety Center at Guthrie, where FFA, 4-H chapters, local Farm Bureau youth groups, or just any group of folks who are interested in learning safety on ATVs can go and participate on location at Guthrie, with some staff provided by the Extension Service and some staff provided by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And we also have that program set up to go remotely around the state to different communities to help with ATV safety. So because of the concern we had all had about how many folks have gotten injured or killed in ATV accidents, it was a tremendous opportunity to partner with the Extension Service and 4-H. And so it was really cool to see that receive the national honor for most innovative new program.
Mm-hmm. I guess what just the fact that you're able to get back in person, face to face with your fellow Farm Bureau members from across the country, that was, I guess, pretty significant too.
It was, missing last year and doing it. It's just not the same on Zoom, whether it's a resolution session or the general sessions. I mean, you learn so much more when you get to sit next to people from Illinois and Idaho and California and Alabama or wherever in the country, and the trade notes about, you learn about all kinds of different commodities, about all kinds of different policies. You just meet so many nice people from around the country. It's part of what makes, we all talk about Farm Bureau being like family. That's part of what makes that family, is when you get to meet with each other in person. And last night we were at the College Football Hall of Fame, got to watch the national championship football game with folks from both Georgia and Alabama and everywhere else around the country. And it was just an absolutely wonderful time to fellowship and network with one another. And those kind of events have been repeated over and over this week. So the in-person is amazing compared to what you can do on a Zoom call.
Indeed. Yes, that is definitely the truth. Rod, appreciate your time today. Thanks for visiting with us, and safe travels back to Oklahoma.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate all you do to get the word on agriculture out to Oklahoma.
All righty. Rod Mozell talking with us today from the Atlanta American Farm Bureau Convention. Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.